Welcome to the Howie Silbiger Show on the True Talk Radio Network. Get in on the conversation. Call 1-877-669-1292.
And welcome to the program. My name is Howie Silbiger, and this is the Howie Silbiger Show, right here on the True Talk Radio Network. You can feel free to call in. Number to call, 1-877-669-1292. That's 1-877-669-1292 to get in on the conversation here on the Howie Silbiger Show. I've been thinking, and I've been thinking a long time, and I'm just trying to understand how these I'm not going to call them pro-Palestinian encampments, because that's not really what they are. They're not pro-Palestinian encampments. And anyone who wants to tell you that that's what they are is lying to you. They're not pro-Palestinian encampments. The encampments on university campuses have nothing to do with Palestine. Although they pretend to support Palestine, that's not really what they're there for. If you speak to anybody on those pro-Palestinian encampments, they will tell you straight out that their issue is more the destruction of Western values, the destruction of democracy, the destruction of the economic system of the United States and Canada, more the destruction of capitalism rather than the saving of Palestine. How is occupying a university campus or a downtown square going to stop a war happening 6,000 miles away? It's not, and that's the honest truth. So why are they pretending to be pro-Palestinian when in fact they're not? Why are they pretending to stand for a cause when they're not? And it's a question that's a great question. It's a question that's asked over and over again every time this happens, and this has happened quite a bit in the last little while. The only time that these people who are now sitting on McGill campus for almost 2.5 months and are sitting in middle of a public square in Montreal, the last time these people were ever honest was when they were calling themselves Occupy Wall Street. That was the last time they were honest, because when they were Occupy Wall Street, and it's the same people, by the way, when they were Occupy Wall Street, these people had a clear message. Their message was that capitalism is the evil of society, capitalism must be destroyed, and therefore we are here to destroy capitalism. That was their message, and fine, I could accept that message. That message is fine with me. I have no issue with accepting that message. They want to destroy capitalism. They want to fight for socialism or communism. I have no issue with that. If that's actually what they believe in, I can respect them for standing up and fighting for what they believe in. But when people get up and pretend to believe in something and are actually fighting for something else, when they are a sheep, when they are a lion in sheep's clothing, excuse the expression, that's what they are. And when they are a sheep in a lion in the sheep's clothing, when they're doing that, when they're hiding behind something else, one has to wonder why. Why are they hiding? What purpose does this serve? Last week on Indeed, there was an ad from Amnesty International offering $30 an hour to anybody who wants to go out and protest in support of Palestine and against the for a ceasefire now. $30 an hour to go out and protest. So people, I'm sure a lot of people took the job. So when you see the thousands of people or hundreds of people going out and protesting for Palestine, you should know that they are paid actors, that this is not real. This is an illusion. It is fake. These people are paid. They're not even ashamed of it. That's the whole thing. Nobody's even ashamed of the fact that they're paying people to go and protest. They're advertising on Indeed. Just go to Indeed and search for it. It's there. So nobody's even ashamed of this. I'd be ashamed if I had a grassroots movement and I was out there protesting for something, and then I realized that nobody really cares about the issue, which is the honest truth. And I really wanted to keep pushing my issue forward because this is helping me push another issue that I care about. And then I had to pay for it. I would be extremely ashamed of it. I'd be unbelievably ashamed of it. The fact that these people are still allowed to exist, the fact that these people are still there, is excruciatingly painful, not only to the Jewish community, not only to any normal, rational human being, but to society in general. But we have to understand that our federal government had built up this atmosphere that allows this kind of thing to happen. And so this is really where it comes from. From the crushing of the truckers, which was a show of force, an unbelievable show of force, that was quite disappointing from the federal government, to say the least, to spending $600,000 over 6 years giving grants to Laith Maruf, a noted anti-Jewish violent scumbag. I can't think of any other words to describe him. I know Laith a long time, and that's the way I would describe him. I'm not accusing him of doing anything, you know, anything illegal, although I'm sure he has. But he's really just trash. They spent $240 million they sent to UNRWA, which is an agency of Hamas, and now they've appointed a new chair of racism. Was long history, a very, very long history of supporting anti-Israel causes and being against Jews. It's amazing. Melissa Lantzman is a conservative member of parliament out of Toronto, and she wrote a letter. She wrote a letter to the chairman of the Standing Committee on Justice and Human Rights of Canada. This is what she wrote. She wrote, "Dear Chair, the Liberal government has appointed an individual with an extremely concerning record as head of the Canadian Human Rights Commission. Media reporting reveals that now active Chief Commissioner Birju Dattani participated in an anti-Israel rally following the death of a senior Hamas terrorist, shared a platform of radical extremists, and opposes Israel's existence and has shared content that compares Israel to Nazis. This track record should be immediately disqualify someone from being appointed to the government position, let alone being appointed to a position whose purpose is to defend human rights. This latest failure by the Liberal government further exposes the vulnerabilities Jews are feeling across Canada. This appointment gives license and embodiment and emboldens those who spread hatred and violence towards Jewish Canadians. After nine years of this Liberal government, says Lantzman, hate crimes are up 162%. And in 2023 set a record for anti-Semitic attacks. There have been record shootings at Jewish schools in Montreal and Toronto. Molotov cocktails were used to attack a Vancouver synagogue and a Jewish institution and the Jewish Community Council in Montreal. Jews are threatened in their own neighborhood. Protests and chants that glorify attacks on October 7th and advocate for the complete destruction of Israel have become far too common. This appointment reveals a deeply troubling pattern of Liberal government of placing individuals with terrible records into positions of authority. The Liberal appointed Laith Maruf, who has a litany of public statements professing hatred towards Jewish people, as an anti-racism trainer. Jewish Canadians, an organization rightfully denouncing the Liberal government's new human rights commissioner, given the Justice Committee's mandate, we must immediately address their concerns over this appointment and hear testimony from the Minister of Justice, Arif Virani, Chief Commissioner of the Canadian Human Rights Commission, Birju Dattani, and Jewish Canadians and advocacy groups. Pursuant to Standing Order 1064, we are calling for a meeting to immediately address this appointment by the Liberal government and how further furthers Jew hatred in Canada." So imagine an MP from the Conservatives is releasing a public statement claiming that the new chair of the Human Rights Committee of the Canadian government is a Jew hater. And this doesn't surprise me. It's amazing. It's amazing that this doesn't surprise me. Why doesn't it surprise me? Well, we saw the Liberal government. We saw them bring in a Nazi and give him a standing ovation in the House of Commons. We saw the House of Commons get up and give a Nazi a standing ovation. So after you see that, there's very little more that's going to surprise you. Nothing else is going to really shock you. That should have been shocking enough. We saw them hire Laith Maroof without even doing a Google search on who he was and giving him $600,000. That's also pretty shocking. Now, I'm not saying that the Liberal government is a horrific government. I mean, you know, inflation is up and Jew hatred is up, and they were pretty totalitarian when it came to dealing with protests against their COVID policies. But I'm not saying they were totally, I don't know if the Conservatives would have been any better. Power corrupts, and that's really what it is. So anybody in power is going to be corrupt, to some extent. And so I understand that, the Conservative Party, when they were in power, didn't have very much luck in dealing with many of the issues that liberals have tried to deal with unsuccessfully. So each government has their own challenges. But 9 years later, when we see that open hatred of the Jewish population in the streets, people calling for the massacre of Jews, people yelling, globalize the Intifada. And the Intifada, by the way, in case you don't know what it is the indiscriminate attack on the Jewish people, like kill Jews wherever they are, which is Hamas's goal. It's their stated goal. Read their charter. It's right there. So when we see this walking through the streets and we see the inaction of the governments, both federally and provincially, one has to wonder, as a member of the community, a member of the Jewish community, one has to wonder, does the government have our backs? Does the government even care if the Jewish community gets massacred? Could there be a Kristallnacht tomorrow? Could there be a pogrom tomorrow, as there was in Los Angeles just last week? Could one happen in Canada? And the answer is, unfortunately, yes. That is the answer. The answer is yes, it could happen in Canada. It happened in Los Angeles last week, where Jews were attacked going to the synagogue. It was a pogrom. So Jews are being openly attacked on the streets. There are people, thousands of people on the streets yelling to globalize the Intifada. And there's no other solution except for Intifada revolution. It's one of the slogans they use. Now, I don't know if the people who are protesting understand what that means, but I'm willing to bet that some of them do. And I'm willing to bet that the ones that do mean it. We're seeing it play out on the streets in the States. We're starting to see it play out on the streets in Canada. And we are seeing government inaction, people unwilling to stop this from happening. When these socialists and anarchists took over university campuses and started blocking Jewish students from entering campus or walking through campus, a clear violation of university policy and of human rights, a human rights violation. All we heard were crickets from the human rights organizations. Nobody yelled about human rights violations against Jews. When Jews are being attacked in the middle of the streets, nobody's yelling or screaming, stop this. Nobody's yelling or screaming. There are no other groups going out there and protesting. Where are the human rights organizations? They don't care. So Jews are on their own. We're living on our own. And what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? So in all fairness, I am going to share with you, I shared with you Melissa Lantzman, the conservative NDP from Toronto's letter. And I just want to point out, just before I read you Anthony Housefather from the Liberal Party's letter, let me just point out that Melissa Lantzman posted just about 10 hours ago. She wrote, this is Melissa Lantzman, she wrote, spineless liberals, Trudeau's new human rights commissioner has a grotesque anti-Israel record. Liberal MP Anthony Housefather has the power to recall Justice Committee questions the minister and confront the commissioner. Instead, Housefather will prop up to Trudeau and let his anti-Semitic commissioner off the hook. All this while Trudeau blocks Housefather's appointment to a role fighting anti-Semitism. All right, so let's take a look at what Anthony Hausvater had to say. So Anthony Hausvater wrote, he's the Liberal MP for the Mount Royal riding, based in Montreal. He released a statement 3 hours ago. So Melissa Lansman's statement was 10 hours ago, so he undoubtedly saw Melissa Lansman's message before he wrote his. So here is Anthony Hausvater's message. Statement on the nomination of Birju Dattani. I am extremely troubled by the information that has surfaced regarding Mr. Dattani's past conduct. I understand that Mr. Dattani did not disclose this information and that the government has acknowledged that this information was not uncovered during the due diligence process. I have been in touch with Justice since I became aware of this matter, and from my conversations with them, I understand that an internal review is already underway. At this time of rising anti-Semitism, it's more important than ever that the Jewish community has confidence in the CHRC. I know that Mr. Dattani is meeting with the Jewish stakeholders, which is an important first step, but it needs to be done. I have asked Justice to launch an independent investigation. This investigation must look at A, all of Mr. Dattani's past conduct, B, Mr. Dattani's failure to disclose material information, and C, why this information was not discovered during the due diligence process in order to be accurate and fair and make appropriate recommendations. This investigation needs to be thorough and non-biased. Mr. Dattani is scheduled to assume the role of Chief Commissioner on August 8th, so this must happen very quickly and be the first steps in the process. All right, so Mr. Hausvater is treading water and said that, you know, the due process did not pick up Mr. Dattani's past conduct. And it's kind of weird that it wouldn't if he posted anything. I mean, the Canadian government should have more access to information about Canadians than I would or you would. So it's just odd that they wouldn't have found this guy's posts. They wouldn't have found that this guy's messaging, that he supports Palestine and that he's anti-Israel. Just so strange that they would claim ignorance. But governments do this, and it's so wrong. That's all I'm saying. It's just wrong. I did a quick Google search of Dattani, and I didn't have time to go through all the stories and the posts about him. There were a lot that were just posted today. But I'm sure if I look, and if I just did a Google search, and I just look through the Google search, I'd be able to find the post that Melissa Lansman is talking about. So it's just so wrong. But here we are. Not a surprise again. Nothing that this government does surprises me. The idea that we are living in an era where a government of a country could be supportive of a terror organization, could be supportive of terrorists that take over a university, could be supportive of taking people's jobs, freezing their bank accounts, and putting their children into social services and euthanizing their pets because they disagreed with a policy and blocked off a couple of streets in Ottawa. The idea that in modern day world where everything is at our fingertips, the World Wide Web has pretty much everything, that the government couldn't figure out that a man they invited to the House of Commons was a Nazi and an SS member on top of it all. It just seems to me to be quite strange. But alas, I am just a simple, simple talk show host with very little power, but to provide information and hopefully as accurate as possible and hopefully as fair as possible. If you want to call in, you can. Number to call, 1-877-669-1292. Number to call, 1-877-669-1292. All right, so I have an announcement to make, and I am going to make this announcement right now on the show because I think it's important that I share this with everybody. I have decided that I am going to run in an election. Now, the last time I ran an election was more than 20 years ago. I ran for city council in the city of Côte Saint-Luc, and it's a city around Montreal. It's one of the suburbs of Montreal. And I lost dismally. Now, I had run before, Before that, I had run in an election, a couple of years, I think 3 years before that or 4 years before that, for the same seat in the city of Conseil Luc City Council. And I had lost that election too. And so naturally, I decided to take a break from running in elections. And I took a 20-odd year break. And here I am, throwing my hat into the ring and running for a seat on the English Montreal School Board's commissioner's table. Why would I run for the school board, you may ask? And the answer is quite simple. My motivation for running for the school board is simply, I believe that I have enough experience in education. I have lots of experience in education to bring positive change to the school board and to education. I believe that I could strengthen education. I could work with the other commissioners and I could help make education a lot better. We can make life a lot better for students in the public school system. Now, I don't work in the public school system. I work in a private school system. I'm the principal of a private school. But at the same time, I believe that change could only come and we could only strengthen what is existing already. And what's existing already isn't bad, but as of anything, as with everything else, what's not bad could always be better. I've decided to link my chain, as they say, to join the team of Catherine Korakakis. Now, Catherine Korakakis is a very, very talented lady. She has been involved in education in Montreal for years and years and years and years. And I've hooked my chain to her team. And I will be running in the Côte-des-Neiges riding, in the Côte-des-Neiges ward of the English Montreal School Board. Now, I tell you all this because I think that if you live in Montreal and you are eligible to vote in the school board elections, if you're on the official Anglophone school board voting list, it's important to get out and vote. November 3rd is the election, and I think it's important to get out and vote. If you're not on the list, we could get you on the list. If you're eligible, we could get you on the list and we'll get you out there to vote. And voting for me is always a good thing if you live in that neighborhood. Voting for the rest of my team members is always a good thing if you live in those neighborhoods. So if you're interested and you want to get involved in this and you want to hear more about this, you want me to tell you more about this, you could feel free to email me, howie@truetalkradio.com. I'll be more than happy to give you more information, to send you the forums and to get you set up so that you could help either volunteer or vote and help me get elected to the school board commission. So I bring it to you. There's a lot of listeners, a lot of watchers, a lot of viewers, and I bring it to you and I encourage you to get involved, encourage you to get out there and to be involved and to be active and to exercise your it's not a God-given right. It is a privilege to be able to vote. There are people who die on a daily basis fighting for the right to vote. So I encourage you to get out there and to vote and to vote for me if you live in the riding that I'm running in. All right, that's it for me. I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. I will see you again at the next show. I wish you all a great night. Stay cool. I know it's really warm out there. Stay cool. And I'll see you again next time. Right here on the Howie Silberger Show on the True Talk Radio Network. Let me just remind you to download the True Talk Radio Network app so you don't miss a show. And see you next time.